Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar with 14 plus years of experience into healthcare management and operations. Today we will be starting with the chapter 7, Enhancing Cybersecurity Measures in Revenue Cycle Management. What exactly is the introduction to the cybersecurity in healthcare? In current modern healthcare landscape, it heavily relies on interconnectivity of digital technologies necessitating to robust cybersecurity framework. Cybersecurity in healthcare involves safeguarding patient data and ensuring the integrity of the healthcare system against unauthorized access, cyber attacks, and data breaches. Patient health information basically is the particular sensitive or requires strict protection measures and compliance with the regulatory standards like HIPAA. Healthcare organizations face significant cybersecurity challenges due to high value of the patient's data and evolving nature of the cyber threats. Understanding the cybersecurity fundamentals is crucial for maintaining patient privacy, trust, and compliance with regulatory requirements. Cyber threats facing healthcare organizations. Healthcare entities are prime targets for cyber adversaries, facing a variety of malicious activities involving ransom attack, phishing scams, malware infections, insider threats. Cyber threats can disrupt healthcare operations comprising patient care and lead to substantial financial losses. Breaches may result in identifying the threat, medical fraud, and unauthorized access to sensitive medical records, posing risks to patient safety and confidentiality. The consequences of the cybersecurity breaches in healthcare can range from financial penalties and legal recognition of reputation damage and compromising of the patient care. Healthcare organizations must adopt proactive cybersecurity measures to mitigate risk and protect sensitive patient data information. How exactly healthcare cyber market is placed in worldwide? Basically, the market size was $16.5 billion in 2022. It is expected to grow from 2023 to 32 at the rate of 16.5 CAGR and might be $92 billion in 2032. So, understanding the current healthcare cyber market system, what are the effective measures or importance in cybersecurity? Effective cybersecurity in healthcare requires a comprehensive approach encompassing the robust access control, encrypting the sensitive data, regular software update, and risk assessment with employee education. The compliance and regulations such as HIPAA, HITECH, or GDPR or IRDA for that purpose, or even the MCI regulations or any other regulations which are needed like CDSCO or ICMR are imperative to mitigate the legal and financial risk associated with non-compliance. Cybersecurity is collective responsibility that necessity requires collaboration among healthcare organizations, technology vendors, government agencies, and cybersecurity professionals. Within the revenue cycle process, cybersecurity plays a critical role in maintaining the confidentiality and integrity of the financial data. Embracing on the cybersecurity principles and implementing the robust security measures are essential for mitigating the risk, protecting the patient information, and upholding the trust and safety of the healthcare system. Understanding the threat landscape in revenue cycle management. Revenue cycle management encompasses various financial transactions within the healthcare organization, vulnerable to all range of threats. The threat landscape in revenue cycle management is multifaceted and dynamic, including cyber threats, insider threats, and compliance challenges. Digital technology has expanded their threat landscape, presenting new challenges and complexity for revenue cycle management. Healthcare organizations must understand the diverse array of risk, potential impacts, and strategies for mitigating the threats in revenue cycle management. Proactive management of threat is essential for safeguarding financial integrity and patient data security within the revenue cycle process. There are different types of threats in revenue cycle management. Cyber attacks are attacks target mostly financial data and operating on the significant threat to revenue cycle management, potentially disrupting the operations and causing the financial losses. The data breach is basically due to expose of organization to legal and financial liabilities and affecting the trust and reputation of the hospital. There is insider threat where intentionally or unintentionally, which poses significant risk to financial system as well as sensitive data within the revenue cycle management. Fraudulent activities such as billing practices, identity threat can result into financial losses and damage of reputation of the healthcare. There are some insider threats which are highlighted with the importance of implementing robust security measures and maintaining awareness of the potential risk. Insider threats basically are like patient data which is exploited for the malicious intent, unwarranted access to the data related to the care, mistype information in EHR or security protocols shortcuts or bypasses, and accidentally clicking in the phishing emails. This impact, basically the security breaches in revenue cycle management, can have a severe or far-reaching consequences, including direct financial losses, reputational damages, or operational disruptions with regulatory non-compliances. The financial losses may result from fraudulent transactions, regulatory fines, legal expenses, affecting overall financial stability of the healthcare organizations. This reputational damage can cause a breach which could tarnish the reputation of the healthcare organization, potentially leading to patient attrition and loss of market credibility. Operational disruptions which may impede the revenue cycle operations and hinder the delivery of the healthcare services. Healthcare organization has faced a stringent regulatory requirements with failure to protect financial data, which may result into non-compliance penalties, sanctions and legal consequences. There is emerging threat and vulnerability. The threat landscape in revenue cycle continues to evolve with advancement in technology and changes in regulatory requirement. There is advanced persistent threat posed to significant risk, allowing sophisticated cyber attacks as well as access to the financial system with exploitative sensitive data over an extended period. Social engineering attack, which exploits the human vulnerability through phishing scams, pretexting, social engineering, targeting employees to gain unauthorized access to financial information. These regulatory changes have bring a new compliance requirement and challenges for healthcare organizations, necessitating the ongoing adaptations and preparedness. Addressing the emerging threats and vulnerability requires a proactive and adaptive approach, incorporating robust security controls. Employee training and compliance monitoring within the revenue cycle management process has addressed this issue in a proper way. There are some strategies for mitigating the threats in the revenue cycle management. Mitigating threats in revenue cycle management requires a proactive or multi-layer approach, which encompasses several key strategies. Intrusion detection system or encryption protocol or access controls helps potential financial system and data from unauthorized access or cyber threats. Employee training and awareness programs on security best practices or phishing awareness or data handling policies are essential in providing insider threats and mitigating human errors. There are regulatory security audits or vulnerable assessments which penetrate the testing helps the identification of address of security gaps and vulnerability within the financial system. Developing a comprehensive incident response plans, data backup strategies, disaster recovery protocols, which enables the organization to respond effectively to minimize the impact on the revenue cycle operations. The proactive mitigation strategies and maintaining vigilance against the evolving threats, healthcare organizations can enhance resiliency and ensure the integrity of their revenue cycle management process. Protecting sensitive financial data. Healthcare organization manages vast amount of sensitive financial data. It includes patients' billing information, insurance detail, as well as the payment record. Cyber criminals target this vulnerable information to exploit vulnerabilities in digital system of financial gain. Encryption, access control, and security data storage are essential cyber security measures to prevent unauthorized access and misuse of this financial data. Implementing some robust cyber security measures is crucial for safeguarding the sensitive financial information as well as maintaining the integrity of the revenue cycle process. By protecting the financial data, healthcare organizations can mitigate the risk of data breaches and financial losses by preserving the patient trust and confidentiality. Ensuring compliance with regulatory standards. Healthcare organizations must adhere to stringent standards which are proposed by different organizations like IRDA, HIPAA, PCI, DSS, CDISCO, in fact also by EDs, to protect the patient's financial data. The compliance with these regulations is essential for avoiding costly fines, legal repercussions, and reputation damage. Cybersecurity best practices include encryptions of data, access controls, regulatory security assessments, and help in compliance with the regulatory standards. By maintaining compliance with the regulatory requirements, healthcare organizations can demonstrate a commitment to protect the patient's privacy as well as the security. Adhering to some regular standards helps to mitigate the risk of data breaches, financial losses, and reputational damage with non-compliances with the organization. Preserving the patient trust and confidentiality. Patients have trust in the healthcare organization to safeguard their sensitive information and medical records. A breach of patient trust can have far-reaching consequences, including patient attrition or damage to the organization's reputation. Prioritizing the cybersecurity and implementing a robust protection measures are essential for preserving the patient confidentiality and trust. By prioritizing the patient's privacy and security, healthcare organizations can demonstrate a commitment to uphold the ethical standards and regulatory requirements. Protecting a patient's trust through effective cybersecurity measures help in gaining the confidence of the organizations and ensuring a continued delivery of high quality care. There are some common cybersecurity threats and vulnerabilities. Phishing attacks. These phishing attacks are prevalent threats where fraudulent emails or messages or websites aim to deceive individuals in divulging the sensitive information. These attacks often impersonate trusted entities like banks, government agencies, or healthcare organizations to trick users. Raising awareness and providing training on identifying the phishing attempts empowers employees to recognize and report some suspicious emails. Mitigating the risk of data breaches and unauthorized access through proactive measures is crucial. Strategies include employee education, implementing email filtering systems, and maintaining vigilance against evolving phishing attacks. Malware infections. Malware basically include viruses, worms, trojans, ransoms, and spyware, which poses significant threats by infiltrating or distributing the computer system. Infection commonly occur through email attachments, malicious websites, infected USB drives, or software vulnerabilities. Implementing robust antivirus software or regularly updating the software patches, exercising cautions when downloading programs are essential mitigation strategies. Preventing malware infection is crucial for protecting sensitive data and maintaining system and safeguarding the digital assets. Proactive measures and security protocols must be in place to detect the mitigate malware threats effectively. Ransomware attacks. These attacks are basically encrypted files or locked user out of the system until a ransom is paid, posing a substantial risk to the organization. Healthcare, government, and financial institutions are common targets for this attacks. Infections can occur through phishing mails, unpatched software vulnerabilities, or compromised remote desktop services. Mitigation strategies include regular data backups, maintaining offline backups, and implementing robust security measures. Preventing unauthorized access and prompting the address vulnerability are essential for mitigating the impact of ransom attacks on an organization. Insider threats. These are the common threats which are whether intentional or unintentional, pose a significant risk to organization security and data integrity. These threats may stem from disgruntled employees or negligent behavior or compromised credentials. Employees with access to sensitive data or critical systems may inadvertently expose the information through careless handling on unauthorized access. Mitigation strategies include implementing users' access control, monitoring user activity, providing cybersecurity awareness and training. The proactive measures also help to mitigate the risk of insider threats and safeguard sensitive data from unauthorized access or disclosures. The vulnerability in third-party softwares are basically many organizations rely on third-party software and services to streamline their operations and enhance productivity. Most of these softwares pose a significant risk in cybersecurity, as attackers may exploit this weakness to gain unauthorized access or compromise the system. This include in conducting regular security assessments, monitoring the vendor's security practices, and implement a patch management process to address known vulnerabilities promptly. It also have an ensuring the integrity or security of the third-party software, which is crucial for safeguarding the digital assets and mitigating the risk of cyber threats. Collaborating with the vendors and adhering to the best practices to help minimize the vulnerability and strengthen the overall cybersecurity posture. Social engineering attacks. Social engineering attacks basically exploits the human psychology and a behavior to manipulate individuals into divulging sensitive information or performing the actions that compromise the security. The mitigation strategies include raising awareness and providing training on social engineering tactics to empower employees to recognize and resist the manipulation attempt. It helps to pretexting the baiting, tailing, or rely on deceptions and manipulation of the manipulation to exploit the trust and familiarity. The education training program equips the employees with the knowledge and skills to needed to identify and respond effectively for this basically threats. There are six common types of security breaches in the healthcare: phishing, malware, ransom, theft of patient data, insider threats, hack the IT devices. These are basically the common threats or most common healthcare breaches which could happen in healthcare. The best practice for health for data protection in revenue cycle operations is to robust access control limit access to sensitive financial data to authorized persons, preventing unauthorized access and misuse. This authorization mechanism is such as passwords, biometric, multi-factor authentications, which ensures only authorized individual can access the sensitive information. Implementing this access control is fundamental for safeguarding the data integrity and confidentiality with the revenue cycle operations. To manage the data access effectively and mitigate the risk of unauthorized access or data breaches, there has to be proper access control empowered in an organization. The posture and the preserve of the integrity of the revenue cycle process depends on prioritizing the access control measures in the healthcare organization. The encrypted sensitive data basically is vital in protecting the sensitive data by scrambling it into unreadable formats inaccessible to unauthorized users. This sensitive financial data could be encrypted both in transit and rest to safeguard against interruptions and unauthorized access. Protocols ensure data remain protected throughout its lifecycle. So there are some encryption algorithms which helps us to maintain that. Encryption also helps to sensitize the data with critical component of data protection strategies within the revenue cycle operations. By employing encryption techniques, healthcare organizations can mitigate the risk of data breach and uphold the patient's trust and confidentiality. Cybersecurity in healthcare basically understands the different kind of trust or different type of threats which could be determined. Anti-theft devices could be identified as a smart tool for cybersecurity, where digital forensics, penetration testing, and vulnerability scans can be the key components in it, of a smart tool in cybersecurity, where anti-theft devices could be helpful. Anti-theft devices and vulnerability scan could help in data loss preventions. Vulnerable scans and penetration testing could help in threat intelligence. Digital forensic and penetration testing could help in multi-factor authentication. Anti-theft device and digital forensic could help us the disaster recovery plan to help us to form a disaster recovery plan. Regular security audits are essential for identifying the vulnerability and weaknesses within the revenue cycle operations. Comprehensive audit assesses the security posture, identify the potential risk, and inform the remediation measures. Proactive identification of vulnerabilities enables organizations to strengthen the defense against cyber threats and data breaches. Security audits are integral to maintain the compliances within the regulatory mechanisms and safeguarding the financial details. By conducting the regular security audits, healthcare operations demonstrate a commitment to data protection and integrity of the revenue cycle process. Training of the employees on the cybersecurity awareness. Employees play a crucial role in data protection and cybersecurity. By providing a cybersecurity awareness training and educating the staff about potential threats, phishing scams, best practices of safeguarding the information. Training programs could cover the topics such as password hygiene, email security, and recognizing the suspicious activity. By fostering this culture of cybersecurity awareness, organizations can empower data to protect, to become a proactive guardians for data security. It could also help to identify and respond effectively to cybersecurity threat, reducing the risk of data breaches and unauthorized access. Secure mobile devices and remote access. Securing a mobile device and remote access points is essential for data protection within the revenue cycle. Implementing some solutions which enforces the security policies remotely wipes out the devices and encrypts the data. This basically VPN and SSL ensure data protection during a remote session would help you to secure the secure the access solutions in a better way. With proliferation of mobile devices and remote work arrangement, and securing the endpoint and access point is a paramount. By implementing robust security measures, healthcare organizations may mitigate the risk of data exposure and unauthorized access through mobile and remote channels. Regularly update software and patch system. Software vulnerability and outdated system pose significant risk to data security. Prioritizing the regular software updates and patch management addresses the vulnerability and mitigation risk by exploitation of the cyber community. Automated patch management system ensures timely deployment of security patches across all systems and applications. By maintaining up-to-date software and patching system promptly, healthcare organizations can strengthen their defense against the cyber threats. Regular updates and patch enhances the system security, protect against vulnerability, and preserve the integrity of the revenue cycle. Backup of the critical data. Backup of the solutions are critical for data protection and disaster recovery within the revenue cycle. Regular data backup procedures create redundant copies of critical data and ensure business continuity in the event of data loss or system failure. Backup should be stored securely, preferably offsite or in the cloud, to protect against the physical damage or and unauthorized access. Data backups are essential for restoring the operations quickly and minimizing the impact of data loss and or system downtime. By implementing robust backup strategies, healthcare organizations ensures the availability of, and integrity of critical data in revenue cycle operations. Monitor and respond to security incident. Continuous monitoring of systems and network is essential for detecting and responding to the security incidents within the revenue cycle operations. Intrusion detection system or security information and event management solutions and endpoint detections and response tools helps to monitor suspicious activity and anomalous behavior. Establishing an incident response protocol and designating response from the team enables organizations to respond effectively to security incidents and mitigate the potential damage. Proactive managing and incident response capabilities enhances security posture and minimize the impact of security incidents on the revenue cycle operations. By staying vigilant and responsive to security incident, and healthcare organization can protect the sensitive data and maintain the integrity of the revenue cycle process. Understanding the access control. Access controls regulate who can access the sensitive data and what actions they can perform within the revenue cycle operations. Implementing this access control limits this access to authorized individuals and prevent unauthorized users from accessing the sensitive information. Accessing the control can also be implemented at various levels, including physical access to facilities, logical access to systems, and data access via permissions. Role-based access control. This assigns the permission to users based on their roles within the operations, ensuring appropriate access levels. By understanding the access control, healthcare organizations can secure the access policies, protect sensitive data from unauthorized access or misuse. Implementing this authentication, user authentications. User authentication verifies the identity of the user attempting to access the system or application within the revenue cycle operations. The strong user authentication mechanism, including passwords, biometric authentications, or multi-factor authentications, prevent unauthorized access or protect against the identification of the threat and fraud. Single sign-on, or basically which enhance the users by allowing users to access multiple systems within a single set of credentials. Implementing access control policies and user authentication mechanism strengthens the security policies, postures, and ensures compliance within the regulatory standards. By prioritizing the user authentication, healthcare organization enhances the data protection and maintains the integrity of the revenue cycle operation.